ready for me to draw a line of yellow cheese on the table for her to lap up. "That's better," I cooed, trailing the stream of cheese in front of her nose. Paisley snorted, then dropped her snout to the curled yellow cheese, darting her tongue out and lapping it up. Primping and puffing Pomeranians while bribing them with cheese wasn't exactly where I saw myself in my early 30s. But a divorce and moving back to small-town Texas was never on the agenda either. I'd been a hairdresser in Houston, a mildly successful one. Ignore the bangs, a desperate post-divorce decision, along with the hips from a lot of mom's home cooking. The last few years in Houston, I got by simply fine while I tried to ignore my husband's wandering eye. But when a client showed up pregnant, saying Archie was the dad, I knew it was time to pack up my blow dryer and head home. Pecan, Texas, set in the shadow of Crabapple Canyon, population 3,000, already swarmed to Mrs. Bev's hairdressing salon. I wasn't about to compete with the preacher's wife for customers, though if I was her, I might have switched up the same gray pixie cut and dark-rimmed glasses made popular by Vidal Sassoon.